everything that we listen to and that we love comes out in our music. And I feel very fortunate that we've been able to kindle an audience that expects that from us, has similar taste, and doesn't expect us to stay within the parameters of a typical commercial band.
The band Government Mule has a tight bond with Southern Rock, but for guitarist Warren Haynes, there's no limit to where his music might travel. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Warren Haynes has played in a lot of bands since he first picked up the guitar. The Allman Brothers gave him a call in 1989, and ever since, he's been one of the most sought-after guitarists around. He's no slouch at singing either, and in addition to the Allmans, the Dead, Blues Traveler, and Marty Stewart are all on Warren's long list of credits. It's fronting Government Mule where he really gets to write and experiment, though. And while the band's 2006 CD, High and Mighty, features sounds from blues to reggae, getting back to basics works for Warren, too. As he told FUV's Russ Boris, he got hooked on music without a band or a guitar.
I started out as a singer. You know, I heard black gospel music on the radio in North Carolina where I was growing up. And that's what made me fall in love with music. And then after that, I heard James Brown and the Four Tops and the Temptations and Sam and Dave. And I started singing when I was about 7 years old. And then a few years later, my oldest brother got a Sly and the Family Stone record. And I thought, wow, that's kind of cool, too. And that kind of built this bridge toward rock and roll music for me. When I heard Cream and the Hendrix Experience, I said, I think I want to play guitar now. So that was like 5 years later. And so my dad bought me a guitar for my 12th birthday. And I realized from listening to people like B.B. King and Ray Charles that you could do both. You could play an instrument and sing and concentrate equally on both. But singing was my first love, so I think I always was attracted to the players that sounded like they were singing through their instruments.
As I stand here, searching for the right words, I know that wisdom comes from despair. Realize it's harder to find your own voice than to follow one already in the air. And as that time draws nearer, I wonder just when we stopped being young. I know my greatest deeds will go unnoticed. My treasures were here all along.
Very cool to get the difference between the stripped-down version and the full band, where I think you might catch the lyrics a little bit more with it. It's just you and the guitar.
Yeah, that's usually the case when I did Live at Bonnaroo by myself, where I just played 90 minutes with an acoustic guitar, which was a really strange challenge for me. It was a culmination of the handful of solo acoustic gigs that I'd done where the focus shifts immediately to my voice and the songs and not very much on the guitar. You know, the guitar just becomes like a accompaniment, really, right, at that point.
Do you look behind you and think, where's the band? I mean, you just feel like, man, it's just me right now.
Constantly. The biggest thought in my head that day was, boy, it sure would be nice to have a band up
just
here.
Just somebody up here.
Anything, a bongo, a tuba, something. But yeah, it was a little intimidating, but I love it, and I was honored to be able to do that. And every time I get that opportunity, I really enjoy it.
Reluctantly, you face the day, trying to get your game face on. To be a fantasy, it's now a marathon. Every heart you ever broke, all the people you betrayed, oh, another new day dawns, another sunset.
Warren Haynes performing a solo acoustic version of Endless Parade. To hear more from Warren Haynes and many other artists, visit our archives at WFUV.org.